You're listening to GoldRadio.fm. Available online at HowStreet.com, TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to GoldRadio.fm, podcasting in 0.99995. I'm Jim Goddard.
My guest is Jim Willie, founder of the Hat Trick Letter online at golden-jackass.com. Welcome back to goldradio.fm.
Well, it's good to be back. I tell you, this these are weird days, weird times. They're very disorienting, and there's a good deal of confusion out there, as I will try to describe.
Can you tell us about the Hat Trick Letter, how our listeners can subscribe, and how they can get a private call with you?
It's golden-jackass.com, and I'm in my 22nd year now, so getting a lot of experience, and it's been an interesting, wild ride. But we have the newsletter, and it's posted the last couple of days of every month. We got consult calls. Those are private one-on-one calls. I do them now with a new facility that's really quite handy. And I give extra time. I have a button on the website for donations, because there's a growing body of members of the audience, a growing body that don't like to read reports. They prefer watching videos and listening to shows like this, and that's all well and good, but that doesn't pay the freight. So I offer a donation button, and it gets hit regularly. I'm very appreciative of that. I've also got a sponsor button for very wealthy people who want to help me in a very large way. All right, so we got a lot of questions here, so let's move on.
Does it look like the U.S. stock markets could be pulling back here?
I think it's largely a function of whether we get a rate cut. If we don't get the rate cut next month, and that's kind of a yo-yo, up and down, but right now it's looking, I think I read that it's over 80% Fed funds futures contract, over 80% likely. That would sustain the stock market. I don't want to see a big pullback, but I think the stock market is way overvalued. And it's really somewhat absurd. And believe it or not, it's not led primarily by the FANGMAT stocks anymore, which is the narco money laundering favorites of Facebook, Apple, Netflix, Google, and then there's a hyphen, then Microsoft, Amazon, and Tesla. They're called the FANGMATs, or the Fantastic Seven. The first four are sometimes called the Fantastic Four. I think they are a brilliant move by the cabal for filtering in money laundering funds by the hundreds of billions. So, we might have a stock market pullback. Edward Dowd, formerly of BlackRock, and no longer associated with BlackRock, I think I read that he's expecting something like a 50% stock decline. Now, I'm not overly concerned with the stock market. I'm more concerned with gold, silver, XRP, and hard assets.
Gold has been trading sideways. What do you see ahead for gold?
A lot of official sovereign entities buying gold, preparing for the gold standard. The biggest thing pushing gold is the U.S. government and its colossal debt. What is it? It's hard to keep track, actually. It's 37 plus trillion, but you've got obligations that are easily another 100 trillion. It's hard to keep track. So I don't get too hung up on the exact figure, but the fact that they're having a sequence of bad, unsuccessful treasury auctions where the primary buyers are central banks and sovereign entities, like the monarchies in the Persian Gulf, the purchasing is largely done by two groups. And it's almost funny because it's the end of the road. Entities like, you know, Brussels, Belgium, Ireland, Cayman Island, buying treasury bonds with money that we hand them. We hand them money and they buy treasuries. And we say, oh, there's good foreign demand. Right. What a bunch of bull crap. The other group is like the Japanese with a gun pointed at their heads. So we don't have much in the way of foreign demand. I really think gold will continue to do well, maybe minor pullbacks. Who cares about minor pullbacks? That's just relieving an overbought situation where there's tremendous increase in price. There's still a risk, Jim, and it's a positive risk, that one day we're going to read that there's a plan afoot in the following week to double or triple the gold price because it's a handy maneuver, convenient for relieving central banks from their insolvent condition. So I wouldn't worry at all about gold going down, like retracing a lot of its steps. No way. The government debt and the insolvency of big banks, central banks, that's a guarantee that it'll continue upward. The central banks and sovereign entities are buying gold like never before. And that's not the full story. There are sovereign wealth funds on the side. And they're not considered to be official purchases. They're like appendage purchases. Like the SAFE fund in China. That's not their central bank. They have alternative funds. So there's a lot more gold purchased by official entities and their appendages than we are told.
Silver's been pulling back. What do you see ahead for silver?
Oh, higher prices. It doesn't look like it's going to happen before, you know, September. We made a move and we hovered around 39 to 40. We couldn't break it. But that's okay. I'm not really worried because the demand is out of sight. From what do you call them? Solar farms, photovoltaic panels. The demand is out of sight for batteries. And by the way, the new developments in battery technology, what's it called? SSAB, solid state battery. Oh gosh, I can't remember. There's a rock solid battery. SSAB, I can't remember. I had it written down and I knew it before. All solid state, ASSB, sorry about that. All solid state battery. The new developments have even more silver in the batteries. And they developed certain alloys with even better battery charging and retention characteristics. And never leave out. I got a picture in the July report. It's a cut cross-section of a torpedo. And it's a silver alloy. It's all solid silver alloy. And, you know, you get something like 7 kilograms in every missile, kilograms of silver. All right. So I think one of the main agents for keeping the silver price down is the U.S. military because they want to buy it up. And never, never lose sight of the fact that 10 years ago, J.P. Morgan's headquarters was purchased by a Chinese state-owned property conglomerate. Never lose sight of the fact that J.P. Morgan's headquarters was bought by the Chinese 10 years ago. And J.P. Morgan became the coolie agent for buying silver for the Chinese industrial complex. Therefore, J.P. Morgan is the main agent for keeping the silver price down. But they can't stop it. So what they do is they push out the barrier. And I believe by October, we're probably going to break 40, mid-October, something like that. Who knows? What they did was they moved the barrier that was about 30 a year ago or 9 months ago. They moved the barrier to 35. Then they moved that 35 barrier to 40. Now it's hard to get past 40. They push the barrier back by playing games with the futures contracts. So I think we're going to break 40, but that might not turn out the way I once believed where we would move rapidly to 50 because of no resistance. They're moving the barrier out $5 at a time. It seems like per season, per 3 month period. Not exactly, but I tell you, silver is going to be a tremendous, tremendous increase, see a tremendous increase in price and be a great investment. I like silver, gold, and XRP. Those are my favorites.
Crude's been trading in a range for the past month. Are you bullish or bearish on crude oil?
I'm not bullish or bearish. I regard it as a very good indicator of war in the Persian Gulf. You know, a shutdown of the Hormuz Strait. The strait where numerous Gulf monarchies have their ships pass for gold, for crude oil, for natural gas, and for LNG. I think we're probably going to see higher oil price, but I don't have a strong opinion. I just observe it as the indicator of Persian Gulf War. And it was June, I think late in June, maybe around the 23rd, we saw a big, I think it was about $11 or $12 drop on a single day. And that told me no war in the Persian Gulf. Okay, it's your indicator. It's not, I don't like it as a trading vehicle. I like it as an indicator to tell me what's going on, because it is very difficult to tell what's going on with the press, nothing but effing liars, run by the CIA and Langley. We don't have a free press. That's an absolute joke to think we have a free press. Anyone who follows the news and buys the news and swallows the news at the end of a long day at work is an absolute fool and a moron. So that's my answer for crude oil.
Last week, copper had a 20% one-day crash. Do you think copper will recover to hit new highs?
I don't know. I think what happened with copper was it went up with silver. It went up with the big solar farms. I mean, when you have a solar farm and you have thousands of panels, you need wiring to connect all the panels. And that's a rather substantial purchase of copper. So copper is turning out to be the secondary solar farm play. I think it got ahead of itself. I'm not really concerned whether it achieves new highs. I look at it as an indicator, not only of the solar farm phenomenon, but of the economy. All through my younger years, copper was called We called it Dr. Copper, because it was an indicator of the economy. You know, plumbing, electronics, and more. You know, it got ahead of itself. We'll see what happens. If we get another huge push in the next several months with solar demand and silver, yeah, we're going to see more push in the copper price and maybe a new high. I don't really care.
The U.S. dollar is showing some volatility. Where to from here for the dollar?
By the way, I got to finish a comment on copper. It is no longer a great indicator of the economy because of the solar farm effect. The dollar, yeah, it's showing some volatility. And you know, I'm aware that the dollar index is down more than it has been in a 12-month period in quite a long time. But I've said this every single month. The dollar index is 52% euro. So if the dollar is down now on the index, as it is, it means the euro is up, which means they will not be able to export so well. And the euro central bank will do its dead best to bring the euro down. And that'll lift the dollar. The dollar is stuck in a grand range within a toilet bowl. I don't think it can collapse, because that would mean the euro goes up, 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 and that is not going to happen. So there's a lot of concern about the dollar, that it's going to be discarded and the treasury bond is going to be, you know, trashed. Well, that may be, but it could be a lot of conversion into stablecoin, and then it's got a little, you know, hiding place. So The dollar is going to be, it's going to lose its global currency reserve status for sure. And the big question is not, will it be trash? The big question is, what's going to replace it? And I think it's going to be XRP.
XRP, the crypto, hit new all-time highs in July and has since pulled back. What is XRP and what are your thoughts on it?
XRP is a very innovative value transfer device. It's not a security, it's not a currency. But what we're going to see in the next several months is the ability to move, like, suppose you lost a $10 bet during a football game. Well, that evening you could send $10 and it might cost you a penny. And you can send it peer-to-peer to your friend where you made the bet and lost. And that's a small fry issue. But if a big bank wants to send $10 million, they're not going to be using SWIFT anymore. They're going to be using XRP. And I think it's going to win the dominant share of cross-border traffic. And there was news out in the past week that SWIFT is making closer and closer, indications and handshakes to have XRP take a good slice of the SWIFT traffic. And depending on your definition, it's $110 trillion or $1.2 quadrillion in annual volume. If XRP gets 10-20% of the SWIFT traffic, I think we're looking at a 100-to-1 gainer, a 100-fold gainer. In other words, a whole lot faster Bitcoin-type growth in value. What is XRP? It's a cross-border payment system. Its biggest advantage is the intellectual property of on-demand liquidity. And on-demand liquidity will get rid of the Vostrum-Nostrum double-sided corresponding banking network. If there's a bank that's sending $10 million to, let's just say, to Deutsche Bank, well, Deutsche Bank has to put up a $10 million escrow in order to receive the $10 million, and the bank at the origin has to put up an escrow of $10 million until it's all settled, and then they each take back their $10 million. Posted as escrow, and the money moves. Oh my gosh, this is SWIFT in its grotesque inefficiencies. And that will all be eliminated by on-demand liquidity of XRP. This is the big advantage, intellectual property, IP, of XRP. Okay, XRP is fast. It's cheap, it's scalable, it's reliable, and, you could have said 20 years ago that SWIFT was obsolete. Well, now it's 20 years beyond obsolete, and all the big banks and financial institutions are eager to move in to the next generation of digital finance transfers. SWIFT will continue only as a data messaging, and hanging on the back end, I think the majority of cases will be XRP to get that transfer done. Like, for instance, something that was done in April. It was $40 million. It cost 2 cents. And it took 3 seconds. Okay, this is tremendous progress. XRP has some competition. I think domestically, XLM is going to win a good slice of market share. Solana and HBAR are contenders, but I think XRP is going to win the majority of cross-border, the majority of SWIFT, and much more than a little bit of the domestic traffic, like, you know, ATMs and restaurant sales, bookstore sales, hardware sales, Home Depot sales, retail sales, but including ATMs. I think we just had something that happened. It was a certain device, and I can't remember the name of it. EVM, I think. EVM, I can't remember what it stands for. And Ripple announced its development, and immediately they had dozens and dozens of developers sign up. And what they did was they suddenly realized that XRP had five times the MasterCard volume. Five times, suddenly. All right, so this is XRP showing its advantages even at the retail level. But they're going to really dominate in the cross-border, like, you know, Japanese-U.S. Monthly net-based trade settlement. Japan to U.S. UAE to France. Okay, cross-border settlement. So this is exciting. I call it, you know, affectionately Bitcoin 2.0, but it has intellectual property, whereas Bitcoin does not. It has no mining requirements, so no electricity drain with XRP, whereas Bitcoin does have mining. Elon Musk dislikes Bitcoin for that reason. He calls it carbon unfriendly. It requires electricity. There are no patents. There are no headquarters for Bitcoin. But Ripple does. Ripple has a load of patents. And they're going to be very dominant. I'm excited about XRP for the second opportunity for those who didn't have the chance or didn't have the knowledge or didn't have the gumption to climb onto Bitcoin for the 1,000-to-1 gainers. I think XRP is going to realize similar gains a lot more quickly than Bitcoin did, because Bitcoin needed 14 years, 15 years. I think XRP is going to need another three, four, five.
How big is the current supply of XRP cryptos?
They call them coins. It's 100 billion coins. And they're burning 5,000 of them a month. That's not a lot. In a year, that's 60,000. That's you know, you need 16 years before you burn a million, and they have 100 billion. Okay, what it does is it restricts the supply. They have fixed the supply at 100 billion. And what's going to happen is all the adoption, and now it's like 300 banks. The adoption is going to lead to a lot of traffic flow. And the more volume you have in the flow, the higher the price will be. And you have a fixed supply. So you're going to see massive increases in demand and a fixed supply. That's why I think it's going to be like $20 by January, February. It's $3 now, $3 US. I'm calling for like a 5 to 7-fold gain in the next 6 months or so. We'll see what happens, but you wouldn't believe the progress and the adoption and the signups. This is, it's kind of like a centralized headquarters for decision making and contract signing and partnerships agreements. And it is multipolar and decentralized for its usage. Very exciting. This is, I believe XRP is going to replace the dollar in function globally for trade payment and for reserve management. It's going to be stable coins. And they're going to largely pick RLUSD, which is the Ripple Labs US dollar, RLUSD. I think it's going to be largely used by central banks, because then they'll use their treasury bonds as collateral to buy RLUSD stablecoins, and that will lock them into the Ripple ecosystem, as they call it, and guarantee that they use XRP for trade settlement and big contracts. This is very exciting. This is Bitcoin 2.0 opportunity with none of the disadvantages, and it's a lot faster. Oh, we're getting... There's a certain analyst out there who recently is being converted to the XRP camp, making comparisons and doing polls, like 1,500, 1,400 people. XRP is a lot faster than Bitcoin. It's a lot cheaper than Bitcoin. It's a lot more reliable than Bitcoin. It's scalable in ways that Bitcoin doesn't apply. Oh my gosh. I'm very bullish on XRP.
What does XRP have backing it that others don't?
Intellectual property. The on-demand liquidity is going to be huge. Huge for eliminating the corresponding banking network that ties up $10 trillion. Banks are very excited not to have to create a corresponding bank escrow. That's the biggest. But it's got, you know, very low cost, very fast performance, very reliable, it's scalable, it's private. It has a lot of intellectual property. Okay, there's some vacant minds out there who say, oh, these cryptos, they don't have anything behind them. Excuse me, intellectual property, contracts, adoption, traffic flow, oh yeah, you're dead wrong. The people criticizing it are ignorant, and they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
President Trump added a 35% tariff to a number of goods entering the U.S. from Canada on August 1st due to fentanyl coming in to the U.S. from Canada. What do you think President Trump is going to need to do to get the Canadian government to stop the production and flow of fentanyl into the U.S.?
Eliminate the corruption in the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and good luck with that.
Could tariff wars turn into shooting wars?
I think they already have, but we just haven't identified them. There's already some hot battles going on between the U.S. and Russia and between the U.S. and China. We got some battles with U.S. and Iran. We got the battles with the Houthi proxies versus the U.S. Navy. That's the Houthi proxies for Iran. You know, the forever war, it's doing very well. Don't lose faith in the U.S. government to maintain war forever. Don't lose faith. The tariffs will only aggravate that. The tariffs will breed some advantages from collection. It will help the government, and it'll hurt the consumers, because we have an extraordinarily stupid comment from the Treasury Secretary Bessent that such costs will not be passed on to the consumer. And I beg your pardon, Mr. Bessent, but that was the dumbest thing I've heard a government official say since the Biden show. So no advantage for the individuals. They'll pay more. The External Revenue Service, they'll gather in money, but they will also gather in tremendous resentment. And, you know, they just did something with India. Trump announced an extra 25% tariff against India because India buys Russian oil. We're going to try to impose tariffs against countries that do business with Russia. And the risk is going to be, Jim, that the United States is going to receive a global embargo. This, I think, might come because we still haven't seen much of any groundbreaking of the promised capital from trade tariff negotiations. And Japan is pulling back. SoftBank is now delaying. I don't see the advantages of trade war with tariffs. I don't see it. Sorry. I've said it from the very beginning. It's two people shooting each other in a duel at close range. There's no winner. If we collect a lot of money, we also gain a lot of resentment. And now we're going to put a 25 or 50% tariff on all Indian goods? Oh, my. And that will not be passed on to consumers, right? Secretary of Treasury Bessent, you fool. And they just eliminated him for Fed chairman candidacy. Maybe because he's happy with what he's doing at Treasury, maybe because he says stupid shit.
Do the NATO neocons want war with Russia at any price?
Absolutely. They wouldn't really mind if Western Europe is burned to a crisp. They wouldn't mind if all the European nations are bankrupted. By the way, NATO is really a narcotics organization that has a visible front of military. They have the Atlanticist doctrine, which means conquer Russia, never let Germany join with Russia. The German technology and know-how should never be linked up with the Russian energy supply and metal supply, commodity supply. So the NATO organization is really willing to see the destruction of Europe just so it will not join with Russia. And now President Trump is, all in.
Is the cabal well organized to hunker down for a long fight?
Well, yeah, they are, and it's not very visible. I regard it as a 20-headed organization, not hydras. I don't want to get into the image of cut off one head and another appears, or another pair appear. The cabal is like 30 heads, and 15 or 20 of them you don't even know about. I continually see more names, but that doesn't mean that their wealth has been sacked. These are extraordinarily wealthy people from families whose names most people don't even recognize. I bet you if there was a list of 50 names out there, and we did a poll, the cabal bloodline names would not be recognized any more than the other names. I like not to mention their names because they're very powerful people and they have, hired murder hitmen at their disposal. They have entire police forces like the Swiss National Police Force. The Swiss National Police Force protects the Davos conferences. Why is that? Because they're bought and paid for. The cabal is very powerful. They're very hidden. They have wealth that is gradually being confiscated, and that's a great sign. I don't honestly know how long they can put up a fight, but there were calls a year ago that in 2 or 3 months, most of the cabal would have their wealth sacked, and that has not proved to be the case. So it's hard to know. It's really hard to know. Most people don't even know who their names are.
If the U.S. military was involved in the COVID project and the military is behind President Trump, could there be opposing factions in the military, sort of a good cop, bad cop thing?
Absolutely. In fact, I think the U.S. military is really five militaries. They're very disjointed. Anyone who claims that Trump could go in there and clean up the military in 3 months is really a total moron. The U.S. military research was involved in the COVID project, but they also ordered a lot of the rank and file soldiers to take the injection or retire. This is very complicated. I mean, you have the Air Force that's in charge of HAARP. You've got the Marines, which are the cleanest and most loyal to the Constitution, the Marines. They're working with JAG, Judge Advocate General, which is like military law firm. The Navy is very suspect. The Army is completely disjointed and fractured. There are probably 20, 30 different factions of the U.S. Army. There was a project starting 2 years ago to take every U.S. soil-based military base, U.S. soil military base, and make sure that the general was, the base general was loyal to the Constitution and not to the Biden show cabal. And, that made some good progress, but we got no updates as of several months ago. It's extremely complicated what is going on, and I'm just going to throw it out here because I don't know where I could best throw it out, but there is a great concern that as of June, that's not President Trump anymore. As of June, as of the Canadian trip, after June, Trump started supporting NATO more. After June, there were more attacks against Iran. After June, he was hostile toward Putin and Russia. But what I regard as the biggest changeover was Trump authorizing military sales to NATO. And all of these things are exactly the opposite of what he campaigned on and exactly the opposite of how he was talking this spring. So, maybe Fulford is right. I don't know. I look to see, how does that duck quack? How does that monkey yak? How does that president talk? And, you know, from the start, absolutely nothing about Gaza, no condemnation. I'm not sure this is Trump anymore. So, we've got some possibilities here. It could be, I'm just going to throw them out because I am looking for answers in some sort of a conclusive manner. It could be that as part of the Epstein deal, Trump gets a pass, but he has to become a war hawk. That's the real Trump. Implicated with Epstein, gets a pass, but he's got to become a war hawk. That's one possibility. Another possibility is that Trump has been removed. His fate unknown. Replaced by a cabal creature. The big hint is the cabal creature is not a very attractive man. He looks a bit haggard. And he is 7 inches shorter than the real Trump. It's 5'8" for the fake and 6'3" for the real. We don't often see Trump next to Melania much anymore because she's 5'11". She's the litmus test for the fake Trump. This is very complicated. It could be that Trump was offered an enormous bribe and safety if he went to war, like a kickback on military spending. I don't know. This is not the same Trump for what he is saying and doing. He's doing exactly the opposite of what he campaigned for, exactly the opposite of what he started saying in his first few months. And in June, a complete changeover. So wake up, people! This might not be Trump, or he has been converted to the dark side. I don't know. We're going to find out a little bit, but there's a theory that the White Hats are trying to expose this Trump, this fake Trump. And anyone who doesn't understand fake figures, you're way behind the curve. And I'm told, you know, quit using the word stupid. Well, I don't know what is the better word to use. You haven't kept up with the news. You haven't kept up with clone technology. Haven't kept up with doubles. I featured a new Comey, the former FBI director, in the July report. We've got a new Comey. It doesn't look like the old Comey. It's time to wake up, people. Most people are sleepy and dopey and lazy. They don't recognize that that's not Biden anymore. They got fooled for 4 years, including my own sister. Take a close look at Trump. Let's see if it's him. Listen to his words. Watch his actions. This is not the Trump we elected.
Lack of arrests. One theory is that to avoid civil unrest, the people need to wake up before big arrests are made. Why are these high-profile criminals or their doubles still allowed to walk the streets?
Bribery, extortion, threats. Let me make a parallel. Why has Robert Kennedy and the Trump administration and the Department of Justice not lodged a single felony charge against Big Pharma? They threatened to kill Robert Kennedy's entire family. So Robert Kennedy is going after small items but important items like toxins in the food. Like revealing that ivermectin and fenbendazole are effective against cancer. He's going after the other low-lying fruit and leaving the gigantic big pharma toxic tree, the killer tree, leaving it alone. Why has there been no arrests or convictions or even arraignments against Big Pharma. None, zero, zero, squat, none. Because the power of the cabal. Why no conviction? Powerful people in control threatening the law enforcement. Robert Kennedy hinted a few months ago that his family got threatened and he stopped talking about it. I don't mean his wife and kids. I mean all his grandkids. All his nephews and nieces. All of them. They're threatened with murder. Lack of arrests. What they do is they arrest the lower ranking people. Now, if Comey, as I show in my July report, has a new face, it's not the same guy. It's close. It means Comey is gone. Or he's in prison for a very long time. There's a joke going around now among the White Hat higher-ups. A lot of people we think are dead are alive, and a lot of people we think are alive are dead. Like Princess Diana, she's alive and well. John McAfee, I think alive and well. John Lennon, the Beatles, I think alive and well. Witness Protection Plan. You know, the funny thing about Witness Protection Plan is that everybody knows about it, but nobody factors it in because they're sleepy, they're dopey, and they're stupid. Oh, there's Witness Protection Plan, but we don't know of anybody, and we don't suspect anybody, and its entire clientele is zero. No, sorry, it doesn't work that way. There are a lot of other names. I mean, Elvis Presley died a few years ago. He was Bob Joyce, Reverend Bob Joyce in Simi Valley, California, and he had a church. So he became a pastor. That was his witness protection plan. Okay, there's a lot of clones out there, and you know, the clones have been around with the technology for over 40 years. And most good people are sleepy, dopey, and lazy, and they don't know, and they don't care, and they, oh, it doesn't affect. Because we got a guy named Comey now, running around with the name of Comey, making statements and, you know, tarnishing the Trump name. My gosh, this is actually a very good mystery spy novel in progress. They're not arrested because of threats to those who would make arrests. And you know, you got that all in your problem with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. They're not doing jack effing shit. They didn't regarding Trudeau. They're not doing it regarding Carney. They're not doing anything regarding fentanyl. Royal Canadian Mounted Police are just as dirty as the FBI was for the Biden show. You got dirty cops in Canada. You got dirty cops in the United States. Now you got people like the FBI Director Patel and others that are trying to clean it up, and they're realizing this is a very big uphill battle. We've got 100 deep state agents, and you know, the naive people say, well, why don't you arrest them all? And I say to these dopey, sleepy, lazy people, what are you going to do? You're going to have a show of hands for traitors? Wake the hell up! They're dug in, they're hiding themselves, and they don't always make decisions that enable a quick identification as a traitor. If you're a traitor and you're facing the death sentence with the tribunal, you try to act smart, cagey, and mysterious.
Do you think General Mike Flynn will play a role going forward in taking down the deep state?
Absolutely. He already is. He's a very brave man, and he's got a loyal surrounding. I actually know somebody who tried to, I don't like the word penetrate, but tried to meet him, and the person could not get past his little guard, like five men, couldn't get past. So the client of mine was unable to meet Flynn, even though Flynn made an invitation. But it was a general invitation, and my client was not able to execute on the invitation. Flynn is, he's a true patriot, a very brave man, and I hope he stays safe.
We'll have more with Jim Willie right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
You're listening to GoldRadio.fm. Available online at HowStreet.com, TalkDigitalNetwork.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Jim Willie regarding the U.S.-EU trade deal. What does it mean for the countries represented by the unelected body known as the European Union?
Well, just a quick correction. It's called the European Commission. The Union is the group of countries, and the Commission is the actual bunch of people that make decisions that are not elected. The head of the Commission is Ursula von der Leyen, who's got a nickname of Van der Leyer. She's been exposed with Pfizer fraud, with kickbacks regarding her husband. What does it mean for the countries? This is complicated parts, but I'll try to be very brief. I know a little bit about it. I wish I knew more. But there's a tariff against the Europeans, and it's wiped out by the decline in the dollar, so that's neutralized. Okay, these are all moving parts. Europe pledged to work toward, but not a promise. They pledged to work toward a 2.5. Oh gosh, what is it? I can't remember the exact number. I think it's $250 billion worth of U.S. energy products. But the devil's in the details. Work toward a promise? What does that mean? It means no promise. Trump accepted a no promise as part of the deal. Work toward a promise. What the hell does that mean? It means nothing. We got pretty much a vacant deal, and some of the evidence is that we're seeing bit by bit the tariffs eliminated. This has a long way to go. They made a promise toward working toward purchasing U.S. energy products at a much higher price. This is really stupid stuff. So let's move on.
President Trump has been making trade deal after trade deal. Are these deals likely to turbocharge the American economy?
Nah. It's going to turbocharge resentment against the United States. Already the Japanese are really pissed off. They've got a gigantic trade surplus with the United States. They know that the Toyota, Nissan, and Honda products, which go beyond the car industry, you know, like Honda lawnmowers, but just the Japanese cars are all going to cost more. And Japan's already in a financial crisis for having sold a big bunch, like $200 billion worth of treasury bonds. And paradoxically, their yen currency went down, not up. They sold treasury bonds and their yen currency went down, not up. A paradox that I covered last year in a lot of detail. What I think is going to happen is the trade tariffs are going to be a boon for the U.S. government for its trade surplus, and it might enable the elimination of income taxes in an official way, but it's not going to benefit jack shit the citizens like us. I haven't seen a single corporation with a pledge of multi-billions. I haven't seen a single one break ground. So I said after a trade deal, you got about 2 to 2.5 years before there's a benefit. And from what I'm seeing, they haven't started the clock yet on any breaking ground. So I asked Trump, where's the big benefit? Point to SoftBank. SoftBank pledged $100 billion, a Japanese financial organization with a big bank associated with it. It's a, think of it as a gigantic venture capital firm. They pledged robotics, data centers, and electricity generating systems. They haven't broken ground on anything. In fact, now they're pulling back because they're really pissed off that Trump wants to apply a nationwide tariff. SoftBank pledged $100 billion, and Trump continues with the tariff against Japan. We had concessions and investments from the Japanese, yet he's continuing with the trade tariffs. He's going to earn anger, resentment. And I think down the road, we're going to get a growing consensus and movement toward an embargo. He's breeding resentment, not investment. And he's patting himself on the back like a fool. I've said from day one, tariffs are a two-sided duel, face-to-face. You shoot each other and both get hurt. Where's the advantage to the United States on a tariff against India? Where's the advantage to India on a tariff placed on India? Nothing. Nothing. I'm consistent for 5 months in this position. Consistent. No advantage. None. Toyotas are going to cost more. If you can find them. I say Toyota because I think it's the leading car making company in on the planet as far as quality for the price. I had a Toyota little pickup truck, and I put a cap on the back, and I went camping, and I put my bicycle in there. I owned it for 6 years, and not a single problem from 1986 to 1992. And after that, I bought a Nissan, another Japanese, did the same thing, put a cap on it for camping and biking, and that was 92 to 2000. Not a single problem. And that's like 14 years for Japanese, what do you call it, mini trucks. All right, so Mr. Trump, could you please make a list of all the foreign direct investments and what they've done so far in breaking ground and in hiring people toward building and producing a product? Sorry, short list. I think the list has no entries on it.
President Trump ushered in the COVID jabs and now the digital ID control grid enslavement plan, creating the surveillance state that is in the big, beautiful bill. MAGA people are starting to think twice about President Trump. Could he be a Trojan horse, the snake in the poem he kept reading?
It might not be Trump.
Q kept saying, you're watching a movie and it had to be this way. Is the past betting against Trump has not been a good bet? Do you think betting against Trump now would also be a bad idea?
I don't know. We need to verify whether this is Trump.
Could CBDCs be forced on people receiving money from the government?
Yes, and that's one of my concerns. It's not just receiving money from the government, but it'd be like with contracts with the government. It could be a wide assortment of contracts and relationships with the government, but I really don't think CBDCs are going to get off the ground. I've been saying that for many months, but they're trying to sneak it in, and I don't think it's going to happen. I think the stable coins are going to fill the void and fulfill the requirement.
Roger Stone recently said Tulsi Gabbard will be the first woman president. What are your thoughts?
She's certainly very courageous. She's the National Security Director of National Intelligence, DNI. Director of National Intelligence. She's very courageous, and she beat the Justice Department to the punch with the Obama implication, incrimination. Brennan, Obama, and Clapper and Comey, those are your architects of the Russian dossier hoax. She might get shot down. I don't mean to get shot at. I mean to get shut up. She might be told to shut up because let's see if anything happens with this entire Russian hoax. I think it'd be a wonderful treason case to have done publicly and destroy the Obama legacy and wake up dumbass Americans who think he was a great president, who can't mention one effing thing that he did that was positive. I will say something else about Tulsi Gabbard. We had Hillary Clinton run for president. If we ever have Tulsi Gabbard, a candidate for presidency, you would have seen the opposite ends of the extreme for horrendous ugly and impressively beautiful. Tulsi Gabbard is a beautiful woman, and I think there would be a lot of men that would vote for her for president based solely on the mindless factor of her beauty. There were a lot of very stupid and mindless women who voted for Hillary, not only for the New York Senate, but for the presidency, without being able to mention even one item that was positive in either role for her resume. I mean, voting for a woman just because she's a woman, that's brain dead. But, you know, John Kennedy won 80% of the woman vote in 1960. A little known fact. Who elected John Kennedy in a close election versus Nixon? Women. Why did the women vote for Kennedy? Was it on the issues or because he was handsome? Again, dumb voting. So, Tulsi Gabbard might. She might run for president. I don't know. I don't really care. Roger Stone, who cares?
Do you think the original Putin was replaced by a new Putin? And do you think the current Putin is a white hat or black hat?
I think this is Putin number three. I have pictures of Putin number one. He has a much more narrow head. I have pictures of Putin two. He has more hair. And now we all see Putin number three, who I believe is a Russian patriot. I don't mean anti-US. I just mean he is defending his country against the Rothschilds. And now he's taking a shot against the Rockefellers. He's indicting Gates and I believe Bourla of Pfizer. I'm not sure. Maybe Klaus Schwab. I don't know. I know Gates is one, but who are they going to arrest? The third version of Gates? I mean, this is turning into a bit of a comedy. Maybe the arrests and the trials are to expose the clone technology. And by the way, I need to tell people about clones. I mentioned that it's over 40 years of technology. There's seven centers on the planet, and I believe five of them are in Europe, clone centers. They can harvest a clone and create it at any age they want, like a 20-year-old clone, a 30-year-old clone, or a Biden clone that looks like he's 75. They can harvest it at that age. But there's a lot more for identification. They have flat feet. They have no genitalia. And they have a breakdown in their cognitive abilities after about 2 to 3 years. And we saw that with Biden. Might have been a clone. And when he broke down, they brought in the guy named Roger, a British citizen who admitted his role. It's not on the evening news. Therefore, the slow, sleepy, lazy, dumb citizens don't pay attention. This is very interesting stuff. There are other characteristics, like, oh gosh, I heard someone say they tend to have dyslexia. They have problems with reading comprehension. But the biggest question I have is, what about injecting the memory? And I've gotten that confirmed multiple times. They can now withdraw memory and inject memory. So we might have some very powerful people who we think are dead who are put in new bodies and given their memories, and they're off and running. This is very complicated science. I don't have it all figured out. I just have some of it figured out, and it's frightening. So, new Putin? Of course it's a new Putin! Wake up! Take a look at the picture from the 1990s. Take a look. It's not even close. Take a look. Take a look at the new Fauci. They're going to convict in New Zealand the new Fauci. It's to kill the name. It's not to execute the man. Take a look at Biden, the new Biden, the old Biden. Take a look at Comey, the new Biden, the new Comey, the old Comey. Take a look at Madonna, the new Madonna versus the old Madonna. Take a look at Pompeo. It's one of the worst out there. Not even a 60% match, according to NSA software. But the MSM News, they introduced him as Pompeo, and he went through 7 months of a spa. What an effing moron story. How many morons bought that? How many swallowed that? Wake up, people. It's right in front of your noses. It ain't the original Putin, but who cares? He's representing the nation of Russia, and he's defending their nation. From what? From NATO. The narcos.
Russia is preparing to do human trials for a personalized mRNA melanoma vaccine this fall. What could go wrong?
I don't know that it's mRNA. I hear that it's an anti-cancer drug that has gone through clinical trials. I don't know a lot about it, but I've never heard mRNA associated with that vaccine. And they're offering it free, by the way.
Are there different categories of pedophiles, underage teenagers, children 12 and younger, and satanic pedophiles?
Yeah, probably.
George Carlin's line was, the average American is stupid and half of them are dumber than that. You think that 50% level of stupid could now be raised to 85% with those below 85% being dumber than stupid?
Yeah, sadly. You know, even the industrialized nations, they're subjected to the MSM News, and the security organizations have control of content for the news. I mean, my own sister had to be awakened that that wasn't Biden. And it was, you know, very late in the game, like going right up to the election. It was August and September that I confronted her, and I showed her pictures of Biden, the vice president. And she understood, but it's hard to admit. Mark Twain had a saying, it's easier to fool someone than to convince the person that he's been fooled. Because it's embarrassing. But when you ask people, why do you like Kamala Harris? Why do you like Hillary Clinton? What have they done to make America strong or to help the economy or to improve your life? They come up a dead blank. I asked my brother 15 years ago, what do you like about Obama, except that he's from your district in Chicago? And he said, well, he's very charismatic. He's a great speaker. I said, what do you like about him that's tangible for improving the economy, for defending the Constitution, for improving your life? And he said, he's a great speaker. And I said, you're an effing moron.
Did you know the acronym for Trust in Trump is TIT, TIT?
Yeah, did you know Mickey Mouse, Mickey Upside Down is wicked? Did you know that Donald Duck turned upside down looks just like Donald Trump?
Jim, where can our listeners subscribe to the Hat Trick Letter and get your latest issue?
It's www.golden-jackass.com. In April, I had my 21st anniversary, so I'm in my 22nd year. I'm still going strong. I love the work. I love being able to do a public service to make people aware of the dangers of the dollar, make people aware of the upside possibilities of gold, silver, and XRP. I love the opportunity of saving lives, like revealing the dangers of the vaccine. Some people didn't believe me, and now they're suffering. My college roommate didn't believe me, and he's now dead. I had six or eight college roommates. One died of other reasons like 6 years ago, but there are maybe eight friends of mine, and I keep up with, I keep up with only one or two anymore. I've got this newsletter, and now I've got dozens and dozens of really good clients I try to keep up with. And when it comes to Ohio State football, I reconnect with some of my old buddies, because I never missed a home game in 4 years. The newsletter is going strong. I actually benefited from the lockdown because there were a lot of people who wanted to know what's going on. What's going on with the lockdown? What companies are being favored? What's going on with the vaccine? What are some of its characteristics? You know, how many people took the vaccine without even checking the adverse effects report, the VAERS? I mean, a lot of them, millions. And now they're dying. Edward Dowd thinks that we've got a big death count coming, a big wave that's 2 to 3, 4 years down the road from their vaccination process. My brother's vaccinated and boosted twice. Total fool. My brother's a New York Times moron. And I haven't had contact with him in over 5 years. I don't have contact with pro-Biden people. I don't have contact with insurrectionists. So the newsletter is about preserving your health and preserving and growing your life savings and being aware of the trickery and the deception that is being foisted upon us. I mean, gosh, in my own state, my sister refuses to respond. She's in Pennsylvania also. We grew up in Pennsylvania. She still lives there. I say, we're on version number 3 of, what's the name of the senator of Pennsylvania? Oh, I can't think of his name. If you could help me out. I can't think of his name. He looked like a Munsters, one of the characters in the Munsters. Fettelson. Can you look it up? Do you have it in front of you?
Is it Fetterman? Jim? Is it Fetterman?
Fetterman, yes. Okay, well, I said to my sister, we're on version 3. Here are the 3 pictures. I guess when you shave a guy's head and put a goatee on him, he becomes a Fetterman. How many people think this is the same Fetterman, sis? No answer. Okay, that's embarrassment. That's embarrassment for being fooled. Good, smart people tend not to respond. Did you get fooled? I don't know. Shave a head, put a goatee on, and you got a Fetterman. We're being fooled. This is a show. Part of what, you know, some of these guys have said, like Q, yeah, enjoy the show. I'm just very concerned now. Who is that who claims to be Trump? And if it is really Trump, what transformation did he do? What was he subjected to in the way of threats? What was he rewarded with? This ain't the same Trump for what comes out of his mouth and policy. He's alienating Russia. He's arming NATO. And the big, beautiful bill has got a banker, an onerous side to it that could open the door to central bank digital currency, but I just don't think it's going to get very much traction. I don't think the CBDC is going to be used. If the government requires it, I think it's going to be used, paid out, and converted, and not circulated. It could be used and redeemed and not circulated. That could be one way it is used. So anyway, I encourage people to go to www.golden-jackass.com, sign up for the newsletter. If you don't like to read and you prefer video, that's okay. We're all stressed out, but make some donations now and again. And if you're wealthy, hit the sponsor button. I rely heavily on donations to get through difficult months. And I'm still seeing elements of the 4 big bugaboos that have done me tremendous harm. Fraud, fires, medical costs, and car crashes. It's like those are Satan's devices. And I got another medical bill this week. I'm not talking about a $120 bill. I'm talking about 4 figures. And I'm not talking about, $1,100. I'm talking about 4 figures big. Me out. I'm in the line of fire, but if you've noticed from my answers today, I'm not talking about harm done to kids anymore. I'll talk about money laundering. I mentioned the FangMat stocks. A brilliant move to move narcotic money into technology and the stock market, and at the same time control that company like Amazon or Google or Microsoft or Facebook. Facebook was very important in the censorship. Why? Because Langley built them with narco money. Billions, hundreds of billions of narco money. Okay, I'm going to talk freely about money laundering. And I think NATO is very glad to get all the weapons from Trump. I don't know who Trump is anymore, because they won't have to rely on narcotics to buy weapons. They can keep narcotics as profit. Okay, very complicated, very ugly, and very satanic. So sign up for the newsletter or make a donation. Help me out. And thanks for having me on, Jim.
Thank you. My guest has been Jim Willey, editor of the Hat Trick Letter, online at golden-jackass.com.
Comments made on goldradio.fm are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at howstreet.com, talkdigitalnetwork.com. GoldRadio.fm is a production of How Street Media Incorporated. Executive producer is Tom Allen.